It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear about the Wisconsin premiere of a new work from composer John Harbison, featuring the work of Wisconsin poet Laureen Niedeker.
First, a cyclist in Germantown was struck and killed by a motor vehicle last weekend, bringing the total of bicycle fatalities this year to 9, more than double the number of deaths in all of 2014.
Unfortunately, this kind of accident is not uncommon. According to research from our next guest, more than a third of recent bicycle fatalities were caused by a motor vehicle striking the bicycle from behind. He's also looked into who tends to be at fault during car and bike accidents and what still needs to be done to make the roads safer for everyone.
Robert Schneider joins us now. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee. Robert, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
So we should start off by saying we're talking about bicycle fatalities in Wisconsin, not huge numbers. The state averages about 10 bike fatalities a year, according to the Department of Transportation. So they represent, all tragic, of course, but they represent a small number of total traffic fatalities. What do we learn by taking a closer look at these crashes, though?
Yeah, we took a look at the 2011 to 2013 crashes that occurred in particular, and more than 3,300 of them overall, and then took an in-depth look at 229 of them, 33 of which were fatalities. One of the striking patterns was that the more severe crashes, including a lot of the fatalities, occurred on higher speed roadways. Often the fatalities involved motorists striking bicyclists from behind, which is actually a fairly rare situation for most bicyclist crashes. But when it does occur and a motorist is traveling at a fairly high rate of speed, that's when you have a very high risk for severe or fatal injury. One of the common types of locations that this occurs is in more rural areas rather than urban areas, where there's higher speed roadways and bicyclists may not have that much shoulder space to work with.
Now, with that in mind, do we have an idea of why bike fatalities are up this year? I know we're talking about small numbers. There can be that kind of variation, and why we're seeing crashes this year. Do we know why that would be?
I don't know if we can point to anything specific for this year. The average, as you said, is about 10 or 11 per year. We looked back to 2004 and 2005 when we were looking at our data, and in those years there were 14 bicyclist fatalities both years. So it seems the numbers go up and down around 10 or 11 each year. There's some variation. But since there's a relatively small number to work with, we can't really say that there's a big statistical difference. Though still, any more than zero bicycle fatalities is too many.
And when it comes to overall numbers of crashes, fatal or otherwise, do we see a trend over time there?
So overall, we saw a decrease in crashes through the late 2008 through 2012 or so. And many states are actually seeing an uptick in pedestrian and bicycle crashes, in particular fatalities. They've seen that for the last couple of years. So Wisconsin is mirroring a national trend. One reason why that may occur is that there could potentially be more people out walking and biking, taking advantage of those efficient modes of transportation, getting exercise, and just having more people out on the roadways may contribute to a higher number of fatalities. However, we also looked at data related to the overall number of pedestrian and bicycle commuters to work. And once we accounted for that, at least between 2004 and 2013, we were seeing that the rate of pedestrian and bicycle fatalities and overall crashes had decreased over that period. So in general, there was positive news, but the uptick in the last year or two is concerning.
Talking to Robert Schneider, urban planning professor at UW-Milwaukee, about bicycle crashes, car, bike crashes in particular here in Wisconsin, some of the factors leading into them, and we'll get into some possible solutions, too. Let's get back into your research into the cause of those car, bike crashes. You tried, in many cases, to assess who was at fault, not in a legal sense, but just trying to figure out who caused the crash. What kind of things did you find out?
Yeah, so we read the in-depth police write-up that comes with each crash report. and from that assessed who was making the primary error that led to the crash. In some cases, this may be somebody who disobeyed a traffic signal or a stop sign. In other cases, it may have been a motorist rear-ending a bicyclist, for example. It may have been somebody traveling while intoxicated. All those reasons were what went into how we determined who was primarily responsible for a crash. Of the fatalities that I mentioned before, the 33 that we looked at, 58% of those were primarily the motorist's responsibility, and 24% were primarily the bicyclist's. We did assess 3% of them to be both motorist and bicyclist, and then 15% for both, and then 3% we didn't know if there was any particular cause behind them.
So looking at driver error, whichever vehicle is being operated here, it sounds like maybe mentality changes could improve things. What kind of things could drivers be thinking that might help the state drive down the number of crashes like that?
Yeah, I think this is a really important concept to be thinking about. And the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety has a Share and Be Aware program that really is trying to educate people and help drivers think to have an expectation to see pedestrians and bicyclists on the roadway. Also, make sure that pedestrians and bicyclists know about how to safely travel on roadways. But in particular for drivers, since they're driving a heavy vehicle, and often that can deal a very severe or fatal blow to pedestrians or bicyclists, that it's really important to be expecting to see your neighbors who may be walking and biking out on the roadways, and be very careful around them. That includes driving the speed limit, so slower speeds are very important for reducing the risk of injuries and crashes. Also, reducing being distracted, so do not text and drive. Don't talk on a cell phone. It may be legal, but it definitely is a distracting thing to do. And definitely do not drink and drive. Intoxicated drivers or bicyclists were involved in 27% of the bicycle fatalities that we looked at. We didn't know from the data if it was the bicyclist or the driver, but alcohol use was a common factor as well.
And in the cases where the bicycle operator was at fault, apart from alcohol, what kind of trends, what kind of things can we learn in those cases?
So a number of them were bicyclists who disobeyed a red traffic signal, and as they were crossing through the intersection, were struck by a vehicle coming in the opposite direction that had a green. And so that was one common type. Another case was when a bicyclist had a stop sign and ran through that and was hit by a motorist in the opposite direction as well. So definitely being aware and following the rules of the road. You know, bicyclists are legal users of the roadway and can travel in travel lanes similarly to cars. That also means that it's really important to follow the same traffic rules, and they're designed that way to keep everybody safe.
Now let's talk about infrastructure a little bit. You mentioned those country roads, maybe not a lot of shoulder for a bicyclist to take advantage of when a car is passing. What kind of infrastructure changes based on your review of all these crashes might help?
Yeah, so for sure in rural areas, paved shoulders are very important type of facility for bicyclists, just providing a little bit of extra space to be further away from the cars that may be traveling in the main roadway lane. It's also important to remember, as an aside, for drivers who are on these rural roadways, even if there is a shoulder, sometimes there may be gravel in that shoulder or there may be potholes, so bicyclists may sometimes move into the travel lane and do that very legally, but then be in front of the motorists who are approaching. So they aren't always perfect, and it's important to maintain those shoulders very well as a part of roadway design. In more urban areas, adding bike lanes, as cities across the state have done, Madison's a leader for doing that, that can complement other efforts to slow traffic on some of the major arterial roadways within cities. As we slow traffic on those major thoroughfares, people are more likely to be aware of pedestrians and bicyclists, more likely to yield to pedestrians when they're crossing the roadway, and less likely to create a more severe injury crash.
And briefly, Robert, as we wrap up, I know apart from the numbers, you've also tried to put a human face on the people who are survivors or victims of these incidents.
Yeah, and this is something, you know, as a traffic safety researcher, we look at a lot of numbers, you know, thousands of crashes and look at the reports. But these are really our neighbors. They're fathers, their daughters, their aunts, their grandparents. These are people who have been involved in crashes. And in looking at these data, we want to prevent these crashes from occurring to other people who are out on the roadway and really make it safe for everybody who's out there.
And do you see, again, briefly, an improvement? Are we paying more attention?
That's a good question. I think that with our efforts in programs like Share and Be Aware and you know, spreading the word about pedestrians and bicyclists being on the roadway, that we are. One really important thing that happens as communities invest in better infrastructure for walking and biking, there tend to be more people who participate in walking and biking, either going to the store or to work or just out for a ride and getting exercise. That itself can increase the safety of other people because then motorists are more aware of pedestrians and bicyclists on the roadway.
Robert, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's Robert Schneider, assistant professor in the Department of Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about bicycle crashes and fatalities in Wisconsin.